Joe Vitolo is running for Congress against Paul Tonko. He is seeking New York's 20th district seat. He is a nurse. He has been working at this for quite a while now in construction before that. So, Joe Vitolo, let's talk about a whole bunch of things. I'll give you a subject, and, you know, we have about 8 minutes to do this in, so go as quickly as you can. Let's start with abortion rights.
I am a supporter of the life of the unborn. I do not agree with, like Paul Tonko, who is a partial birth abortionist, that right up to the point of delivery, he's in favor of abortion.
Now, you don't mean he's an abortionist. You mean he favors the policy.
He favors the policy, but he might as well be one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, after all, I mean, he is behind any policy. He's behind any policy of abortion right up until they're outside the womb, including partial birth abortion, where you stick a little egg beater in someone's head, grind up their brains, suck the brains out, and then pull the baby out dead. Paul Tonko is in favor of that. I'm opposed.
Let's go on. Gun rights.
I'm in favor of our Second Amendment right to protect ourselves, against enemies, and for hunting and fishing purposes and things of that nature.
TPP and other trade deals.
I oppose TTP because it does affect the economy in a negative way. It would take a lot of explaining, but I think Paul Tonko opposes it as well.
But a lot of Republicans, basically believe that if we don't expand our trade, we lose.
I understand that. I have had a lengthy discussion with, I'm not an expert on a lot of things. So what I've done is I've gone and spoken to people who are. I talked to the guy who's an economics professor at SUNY Albany. And we talked at length about these things and other things with regards to the economy. And when you listen to the experts, rather than looking from the political aspect of it, you need to make the right decision.
Climate change.
Well, I do believe that there is climate change to some degree, not to the degree that people like Paul Tonko hold to, that we need to make all kinds of crazy restrictions. If you remember the volcano that erupted in the Philippines years ago, that volcano destroyed more of the ozone and did more damage to the climate in a matter of weeks than the entire Industrial Revolution.
Is that two wrongs make a right? In other words,
no.
Yes, I agree. But what about, you know, the president stood up the other day and said we're in a really bad shape when it comes to climate.
The president is wrong. He's not an expert.
Well, you said you rely on the experts. What about him?
He doesn't rely on the experts. The experts do not say that. There are a few who do. But the president's wrong.
I don't want to call you on this, but I do believe you're wrong. I believe almost the entire scientific community believes in climate change.
I would beg to differ you on it. It's 50-50. It's very much 50-50.
Ain't what I heard. Okay, let's go to education. Is there anything special you'd want to say about education?
Absolutely. There's a problem in our country with regards to education and the way it. First of all, I oppose Common Core. Common Core needs to be abolished and taken out of the school systems. It has destroyed the teacher's ability to be creative. It has put children and those being educated into categories so that we can streamline and keep people level and even, and it doesn't allow for people to excel who do excel. And so I oppose Common Core. when it comes to college education, I believe the college education is... has incredibly been damaged by the politics of, I can say, Republicans and Democrats alike. I'm sorry, when a school gets a grant, they shouldn't be building buildings. They should be making it easier for young people to get educations. Professors should not be sitting in their offices writing books while their adjuncts teach their class, and the books that they're writing, they're expecting the next class to buy at $500 a pop because the last book that they wrote a year ago expired, and he's got new garbage in it.
They're getting $500?
$500 for a book.
For a single textbook?
Yes. $500 for a textbook.
Things have sure changed.
They're killing the college student. I also disagree with the amount of money that's given to foreign students to come here to this country. When we have American parents who have paid, who are paying incredible amounts for their kids' tuitions, and or young people taking out loans and being strapped for the next 30 years, and yet we're giving education away to people who have never paid a dime into this country nor their parents.
Joe, I'm going to check your $500 figure on textbooks because I don't think that's right. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about immigration. You've already talked about if somebody comes into the country the wrong way, should we close down immigration to the point where people don't get into this country?
Absolutely not. I do believe that we need to go back to the traditional immigration laws that we have, although some of the laws were restrictive. I remember years ago, the Asian Pacific restriction was horrible. I believe it was John F. Kennedy who opened up the way for the Asian Pacific community to come in. I think that what we need to do is be fair across the board when it comes to immigration. I will add into that, we have these refugees that Paul Tonko has sponsored or brought in a number into this area. I think the number is somewhere around 3,000, I heard. I don't know if that's exact, but those Syrian refugees, honestly, I like Bernie's plan. Bernie Sanders had the best plan. His plan was use our military that's already over there to establish a refugee camp that would keep them safe, co-op with the nations that are around those areas to feed, support, and provide medical care. And as well, we would provide medical care and leave a boundary for these folks so that they, when the civil war is over, they can go back to their own country. The expense of bringing them over here, according to Bernie Sanders, and the expense of housing them and the expense of feeding them and the expense of giving them medical care here is 250 times the amount of what it would have cost for each individual for us to do that over there in a refugee camp.
Joe Vitolo, we only have a minute left. I wanted to ask you something. In the very first interview we did, you and I, you talked about your father's abuse of your family.
Yes.
I've been thinking about that, and I'm wondering, did you ever, and he really sounds like a horrible person, did you ever have a chance to confront him with that?
I did, and I became a Christian when I was 19 years old, and I felt an obligation because of my relationship with God. God had forgiven me. I should forgive my father. And so I went and I told him that I forgave him. And I don't harbor ill against anyone.
But he beat your mother up. He beat you up. He beat your siblings up.
Well, my father had an illness. And whatever kind it was, it was, if I went into the details of it, you would understand, but it's more of a family thing. And he was abused as a child. And so not that he shouldn't have been held accountable for those things, but at the same time, I understand. I don't excuse it, but I understand it. And God forgives me. I think I can forgive other people.
Joe Vitolo, thank you so much for being here with us. Republican candidate Joe Vitolo is seeking New York's 20th district seat. He's running against Paul Tonko. I'm sure we'll see you again, Joe.
Thank you very much.